This is Ira Glass of This American Life. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I have no idea what that means. Somebody just asked me to say this.
Hello, everyone. My name is Madeline, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the ancestral, unceded, and traditional territories of the Musqueam people. I'm here with a very special guest today. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi. My name is Will Alvarez. I'm a student here at UBC, and this is my second time on the radio.
What was your first time on the radio?
I was doing a review of the movie Rafiki, playing at VIFF earlier this year for the CITR Arts Report Collective. And it was just, I was discussing the new movie that had come out, which was a movie about queer love in, I don't remember the country exactly, in Africa. I think it was Uganda, and how it was like banned, but after a petition was signed by many people, it was showed and sold out. So it was really like revolutionary at the time and in the place. So yeah, it's really nice.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Have you heard of the Vancouver Queer Film Festival?
Yes, I've heard. I don't know what the lineup is for this year, but I hope it's going to be good. I think actually, yeah, there's a copy right here.
Wow. If you look under your seat. Oh my God. No. Yeah, we're presenting the film that is with the House of Rice.
Oh.
Like Made in China.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God. This is like local drag queens, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we should go see it.
Yeah, we should.
Yay.
Yeah,
awesome. Sounds good.
Little review.
Yeah. Next week.
Yeah. Surprise show.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. I've got some good music, I think, in my opinion. A little bit biased, but I think I have some good music lined up for this hour. We'll be with you until 5 p.m. And then after that is Democracy Watch from the News Collective. So let's start out with Alex Cameron's new single. Have you heard it?
No, not yet.
It's called Divorce. So,
ooh, interesting.
Real uplifter. Yeah.
And it starts right now.
Yeah. All right, let's go.
I guess I got the gift to gab, but when you shine your spotlight on me, my little microphone turns to sand. And I've killed little baby rabbits, I've killed microscopic crabs, but I never killed a feeling like the one you and me had. Now did you see where my love went? Because it ain't here in my hand. You need to jack that doll in between your legs. I couldn't bear another needy man. I got friends in Kansas City with a motherfucking futon couch. If that's how you wanna play it, I'm drinking in the dark because my battery's all ran out. All you gotta do is say it divorce. And I go weak with constipation from all the pills and the spam. Though we drink our mother energy, there ain't no woman for the needy man. Or did you see where my love went? Because it ain't here in my head. You need to check that doll in between your legs. I couldn't bear another needy man. In Kansas City with a motherfucking futon couch. If that's how you wanna play it, I'm drinking in the dark because my battery's all ran out. All you gotta do is say it divorce, divorce, divorce. All you gotta do is say it divorce, divorce, divorce. All you gotta do is say it divorce.
31st Annual Vancouver Queer Film Festival takes place this August 15th to 25th at various theaters. Join us for the best in independent queer cinema, performances, workshops, panel discussions, and parties. With over 100 films from 27 countries, the Vancouver Queer Film Festival is more enthralling and entertaining than ever. Tickets are on sale now at www.queerfilmfestival.ca.
To Divorce by Alex Cameron, which is a brand new release, and Fruitless by Bridal Party, which is a band out of Victoria. What do you think of those?
I really like the new one by Alex Cameron. Mm-hmm. You can really hear his sound in it. Like, you can hear it through most of his music.
Yeah.
But yeah, and this one for sure. It's cool.
Yeah. It's hard to strike that balance of like being unique without having all your songs sound exactly the same.
Yeah. Because it's a really delicate balance. Cause I feel like it can really make or break your fame. If all your songs sound the same, then when you release a new album, your fans won't be excited because they'll be like, "I've literally heard this all before."
Right.
But like something that like one band that hasn't released music that I know of while I've been like was Blink-182 because like I listened to them growing up, but I think all their songs, like all their big songs, were already out. But now when I listen back to them, they all have like a similar, like they have like a distinct sound, but they don't sound the same, you know?
Yeah, that's a really hard balance.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like realized it when I went to go see Real Estate, and I was standing there and realized literally every single one of their songs are exactly the same because I couldn't keep track of like what had been or hadn't been played.
Oh no.
Yeah. That take.
Like, what song is this? I love this song.
Yeah. That take got me 400 upvotes on the R Indie Head subreddit.
Oh, nice.
So
you're famous. So, yeah.
So you're in the presence of, like...
a celeb.
An influencer.
Yeah. Public figure.
Yeah.
I think we went to the Growlers in Vancouver last year at some point, right?
Yeah. Wasn't it, like, November or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think we had a similar experience where we were, like, we thought every time a new song came on, I was like, oh, what song is this? It's so good. You would tell me. And then, like, 5 seconds later, you'd be like, oh, wait, never mind. It's not that one.
Right.
And then I think we got to the conclusion that they do have a lot of songs that sound the same, but they have some that are really distinct.
Yeah.
I think that was them.
Yeah, it was. But maybe you're just being nice to me that I just didn't know what any of the songs were called.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, it's this.
Yeah.
So maybe we shouldn't blame them.
We'll never know. No, you're great, the Growlers, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Keep doing you. Yeah.
so next up, I've got a song from Anemone, which is a band out of Montreal that I really like.
Ooh.
They do fun, like, dancey music.
Oh, cool.
I would describe it as.
Nice. A nice uplifting tune after Alex Cameron.
Yeah.
And his divorce.
And his divorce. and then a new release from Vape Rainbow, which is out of Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
All right. Let's go.
patience is talking to Sarah. Oh my God, I love her. Surfing a mantra, Nikisha. Wonder what's cooking with Carter. Go marching into tomorrow. Make it a tough love to follow. Open page, press together. Lay me down, roll me over.
Voice this one?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Do you want me to voice it? I can
voice it. Please voice
That's
this
the
one.
Wrong mic.
Okay, I forgot.
You f- dip. I can't believe I put up with this. And I asked for a grape soda, you asshole. Okay.
Due to a labor dispute, CITR is missing its star voice actors. That means if you're interested in producing PSAs, advertisements, and various other promotional wonders for airplay on the radio, we need you. Learn how to get involved with CITR's production department and all other facets of volunteering at CITR and Discord or magazine at CITR.ca. Programming, photography, media training, and more. Plus, a guest star in the lounge. No, wait, we can't promise that.
Can't believe I put up with this.
Hello, we are back. My name is Madeline, and I'm here with...
Will.
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the ancestral, unceded, and traditional territories of the Musqueam people. The two songs we just listened to were Memory Lane by Anemone and Many Moons of Love by Babe Rainbow.
Yeah, that new Babe Rainbow song was really good.
Yeah.
I like how we were saying before, how some bands or some artists have like a distinct sound. I feel like theirs, they've established really well, and it's like very beachy, like very like surfy.
Yeah.
So it's like nice to know, like, if you know them or know of them, you can always like refer to them if you're looking for that kind of mood that
totally.
Day, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really chill.
Aww. did you want to talk about the Queer Film Festival at all?
Yeah, I wish I had looked into this more before, but my sister...
Don't say that, it makes you sound unprepared.
No. my sister, Andy Alvarez, she's put out a couple films recently, and one of them is actually that she's worked on. One of them will be in the Queer Film Festival this year.
Oh, cool.
I just don't know which one. So just one of them.
She's also, one of the movies that she had done is getting presented at something that we're sponsoring, the Reel to Reel. There's like a short film showcase.
Where is it? Is that Granville Island?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that I think that's Mariposa is the one, or it's Our Home, the two of the films she put out recently in the past couple of years. But yeah, they're really like nice stories about like immigrant experiences in North America. and they've received a lot of good attention. I didn't want to say reviews because I don't know the reviews, but a lot of good attention. And yeah, they've like been displayed like in New York, around the Lower Mainland. So I think it's nice for these experiences to be told in different ways, like whether it's through stories or movies, mm-hmm. and to be told all around North America, like where they're happening, you know?
Right. And like where immigration is such a hot topic.
Right.
Or like hot topic maybe isn't the right term, but...
Well, yeah. I think it is.
Right?
Yeah. Because like some people are very passionate. Like I think most people are, not most, but a lot of people are passionate about it and sometimes against or for it. And especially in this time, the political climate in the States.
Yeah. Absurd.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Where I'm not sure what's happening with these immigration raids I heard about.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it's, like, good to put these stories out there because I think it's hard to get, like, it's hard to empathize with immigration or immigrant experiences if you live in, like, rural America mm-hmm. and you aren't exposed to any immigrants or their stories.
Right, or if you're, because, like, so many of these critics are settlers, right, mm-hmm. from, like, settler ancestry, mm-hmm. and they're just too many generations removed to... conceive of themselves as immigrants
yeah,
too
yeah
which is like
yeah
yeah
which I can't imagine that they were at the time, which I should know my history better, that they were like welcomed on the land that they're set
right.
that they've settled on, right? And so
yeah.
their ancestors I'm sure knew at least to some degree what it was like to not be welcomed in some place and how that must have made someone feel, especially when they were like looking for a new place to call home,
right?
Which is very much what these immigrants are doing, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's like a paradox. Because, like, or it's like hypocrisy, actually.
Total hypocrisy.
Yeah.
Well, like, all of North America, too, is just founded in a white supremacy of, right, like,
mm-hmm.
this land belongs to us,
mm-hmm.
and we should be welcome here, but nobody else should,
mm-hmm.
especially on indigenous land.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to ask you something that I don't know if it'll become a hot topic, but if it does, like, you don't have to answer it. It's regarding, I guess, people in the Lower Mainland and in places where they do acknowledge the land that they're on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to my fifth year at UBC, and I've gone to many events, both academic and non, that begin with acknowledgments of the land that we're on. And at the beginning, I really enjoyed it, and I was like, this is good that we're acknowledging it. It's, we're respecting it in some way. But I was wondering, like, to myself, what does that do to better... indigenous people and their situation, like, and the fact that we are still on their land nonetheless. So what do you think about that?
I feel like, well, it's not super my place, I don't think, to,
right, totally, yeah,
to talk about it, but I have heard critiques that it's just lip service, basically,
mm-hmm.
which is like, especially going to UBC and being on unceded land,
mm-hmm.
and having UBC be a for-profit thing, right, that's
mm-hmm.
like
mm-hmm.
yeah, profiting off unceded land. And then having the audacity to acknowledge that we're on it.
And then just be like, okay, so this is our thing.
Yeah. yeah. It's
yeah.
kind of crazy. So it's definitely something to, talk about.
Yeah.
I think about it.
I think that's one of the most important things is that we engage in these conversations with indigenous people.
Totally.
You know? And not just, like, amongst ourselves. But, like, it's good to start.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So after that big conversation, let's plug your sister's showcase again. So she'll be at the Vancouver Queer Film Festival,
mm-hmm.
and at the Reel to Reel Short Film Showcase.
Yes.
Which is the 23rd, I believe.
Yes.
Does that sound right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Awesome. Okay, do you want to get into some more music?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yay. Julia Jacklin is one of my big recent discoveries that I really like, and her new release, Pressure to Party, we will listen to, and then... a very old song by the Neutral Milk Hotel, which I'm so sorry I'm playing them on air because I feel like it's so cliche of alternative music, but I really like the song. It's Naomi.
Okay, cool, let's go.
Straight back to you. I know where you live. I used
Welcome back. My name is Madeline, and I'm here with Will, and we'll be here with you for another 24 minutes. We just listened to Pressure to Party by Julia Jaclyn and Naomi.
You decide.
You decide. By, depends where you live.
Oh my god.
By the Neutral Milk Hotel. And then up next, we will play a Maria song, who you just saw.
Yeah, so the Marias has been like a, not long time, but like short time, one of my favorite bands.
Short-term.
Yeah, short-term lover. I don't know if they're all from Mexico, but I believe the lead singer is. And I wouldn't know how to describe the music so much. It's more like, actually, how would you describe it, do you think?
How would I describe it? Like,
it's kind of like dark dream.
I would say
some pop.
Bedroom pop, sort of.
Like, oh yeah. Right? Yeah, yeah, that's it. Yeah. Similar to like Cigarettes After Sex, but like more upbeat.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah.
I'm so bad with genres. I've never been. Remember when I?
Oh, we don't talk about that. Actually, we do talk about that. Yeah. So.
We're
talking
about it
right. Yeah. Okay, go. Please tell them.
Well, my very first gig at CITR was helping review CDs in the music department, and there's this one sort of like, if I was reviewing it today, I would call it alt country, but I had no idea what to call the genre, so I called it Nouveau Honky Tonk, which doesn't mean anything at all, but it sounded good to me.
I just feel like you couldn't have strayed farther from the path. Like, you made it more obscure than it had to be.
Totally. Like, no one's reading that and was like, oh, yeah.
I love Nouveau Honky Tonk.
Yeah.
But, okay, yeah, so I think you got it right this time. Probably that time, too. But, like, yeah, I would say they are bedroom pop.
Yeah.
And they recently did the cover of a Britney Spears song.
Yeah.
Which was really, like, really cool, like, their version of it. Yeah, and so I saw them last week at the Imperial near Gastown.
Like,
yeah, it was pretty cool. It was pretty intimate.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was a lot of fun. Actually, no, sorry, it wasn't the Imperial.
Okay. Oh, wasn't it a Fortune?
Yes, it was Fortune.
Yeah.
Where Drake played.
Right.
That's their motto. No, it was good. yeah, it was a really good show. Really love their music. And excited to see which song you've chosen.
What's your guess? What do you think I've chosen?
I Don't Know You or their cover of the Britney Spears song. Because I think I Don't Know You was the song that I think you introduced me to, or that we both bonded over in terms of the Marias. Like, we both knew it and we talked about it a lot. So either one of those two, I think.
Well, you're wrong. But that was beautiful. We're going to listen to Drip. And then by the Marias.
Okay.
You'll know it when you hear it.
Just sing along if you know the words.
Yeah. And then one of Madison's coworkers who works here at UBC, her name is Diane, but her
stage name
that's what I was looking for is Missy D, and she's
ooh,
she's super great, and we'll listen to her new release, Yes Mama.
Oh, okay, excited.
Cool.
Thank you. Allô, maman. Salut, Diane, ça va? Ouais, ça va, ça va. J'ai besoin de te parler un petit peu. Ok, vas-y, Miss Idy. Vas-y, Miss Idy. Ok. Enter the room like he knows who we are. Follow me on Earth, Venus, up to Mars. See, I'm extra, extra, terrestrial. I'm a lavender, but also quietly, don't kill a boss. Drop a buzz like a dead, lift it up in my spirit. Killing me, there's a buck, the limit. Round the rust orbit. Got the ring, call me the whole bit. Larger than life, no need to be explicit. Shh. Someone call me a doctor. I'm giving birth to a lyrical monster. I'm fertile, I'm agile with my delivery. Reproducing flow past the cypher, nursery. Call me mama, call me girl, dream with a dollar. Three CDs surrounded by a fella. Cootie, could refer back to an afro good beat. See, I gotta sing it for the motherland. So that they really, really understand. I hope mama is listening. We celebrating your wisdom. Singing, yes, mama, yes, mama. Yes, mama, yes, mama. Yes, mama, yes, mama. Yes, mama, yes, mama.
Got a lot on my right now, nothing you better pass some time. Your press, rewind, look back to last month like what is time. Yo, give me the seconds, give me the run up, give me the review, the preview, the sequel. I felt like I dream and live another life. I need a DJ play and save it fast, huh? With a better melody, with poetry, thoughts upon what would be. Can I put some metaphors, give me more lectures, laugh it all, quite unsure. Something wrong, the clock is done, I shot myself to come back strong. Feel us to battle, I just won, I feel us to battle, I just won.
I'm trying to save my life right now, need a second somehow. I'm trying to stand white right now, need a second somehow. I'ma call up mama, hey, bless me with your wisdom. And we sing and we sing, yes for my, yes for my. 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 Allô maman, ouais Diane, qu'est-ce qui se passe? Tu sais, dans la vie, il y a des hauts et des bas, Diane. Faut garder la tête haute. Et tu sais, on est là pour toi. Ne m'oublie pas, tout le monde est là. Tu m'entends?
Yes, mama, yes, mama. Yes, mama, yes, mama.
Diane, comment tu vas? J'espère que tu vas bien. On pense à toi et on prie pour toi. Dieu te garde et te bénisse.
This Quarter magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, This Quarter lives. Favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Madeline.
And I'm Will.
Thank you. And we just listened to Drip by the Marias with Triathlon and Yes Mama by Missy D. And thanks for joining me today, Will. This has been really fun.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I learned that I didn't know the Marias as well as I thought I did, because I didn't know that song.
Yeah.
And I also discovered a new, thanks to you, Babe Rainbow song. So thank you for that.
Hey, I do what I can.
Oh my God, so much philanthropy work.
Yeah, it's my humanitarian work for the day. I've got a couple more songs for you guys, and then you should stay tuned for Democracy Watch, which is the News Collective's weekly show. They're talking about bike theft in Vancouver today, which you're familiar with, sadly.
Oh, too soon.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And I'm partly responsible for.
Yeah, well.
Well.
Partly. No, I'm kidding. Yeah.
I'm partly
responsible. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So we're going to play a couple of CanCon faves. We're going to start with Maneater and then go to Tops.
All right, see you next time.
All right, thanks.
Just as quickly wiped away.
Intro by Maneater and Change of Heart by Tops, both of which get a lot of love
on my shows. I play them very often. Stay tuned for Democracy Watch in 4 minutes, and thank you so much for tuning in. Bye-bye.